for my mother, Santina. June 30th. I dress in the dark. It does not matter if I forget my necklace or earrings, keep forgetting which day of the week it is, but remember to eat breakfast. Swallow the good white bullet that poisons the place where the lonely breeds. I am dancing again, in the kitchen, spicing sliced pears. I am baking again in the restful yawn of morning. Each afternoon, I go for a walk through the cemetery, place pennies on the speller graves, sit in the grass cross-legged with the flowers, and write a new religion, where we pray only with and never to. Read poems aloud and remember my favorite lines onto postcards I will procrastinate sending to the people I love. I live alone, 8 states and a border away from home. My cups are clean and upside down in the cupboard. I watercolor peonies instead of picking new wounds. When my tiny talk machine chirps, I do not always check it. I do not wish to see a ghost. I do not wish a summons. I allow myself to go entire days without speaking to anyone except my mother. I swallow 2 bullets blue each night for the ever grief, sleep. I have not used the word depressed to describe myself outside of a poem in months, but I am drinking Diet Pepsi again. The thing is, my head is a bright place I would not hesitate to invite you into. I've painted all the furniture marigold sunrise. Today at 7-Eleven, I asked for a lighter, and do you know what color the cashier gave me? Yes. Keep me in this canary dream where I sugar scrub my lips soft as feathers and pretend to kiss. I confess, sometimes I cry when I look in a mirror, but I tell myself it is the mirror who is crying with jealousy. On the generous days, I tell myself I am sweet enough to spread on toast and call dessert. Then I giggle. I am not afraid to feel silly. I am not afraid to feel anymore. You know, I wish I wasn't so sad. I have been in such a good mood. Want to know a secret? I think being in love is just a better kind of lonely. Dig. Isn't that what you'd say, Sabrina? My mother. July 1st. Aortic aneurysm. Immediately, I thought, I've seen an episode of Grey's Anatomy about this. I Google aortic aneurysm, thoracic, not abdominal, 5.6 centimeters surgical procedures. Open repair versus endovascular, stent versus graft, risks, common complications. Can you stop an aortic aneurysm from growing? Can you stop an aortic aneurysm from growing holistically? What happens if a 5.6 centimeter thoracic aortic aneurysm ruptures? Why are all the aortic aneurysm statistics only documenting men? Statistics for the survival rate of women who just turned 60 last November with a 5.6 centimeter thoracic aortic aneurysm. We hang up the phone. I ask Siri, which season of Grey's Anatomy has the episode with the aortic aneurysm, where the doctors did everything they could? Siri asks me to repeat myself. I say, I am not ready for my mother to die. Siri responds, I don't understand the question. I put down my phone and binge watch an entire season of reality TV show. Ice cream for dinner and I'm dairy free. For hours, nothing matters. I water the plants out of habit, not care. I watch the episode of Grey's Anatomy, which is about an aortic dissection, not a boring aortic aneurysm. This comforts me in the slightest, but it could have been the ice cream. Or how my mom declared only 4 puffs of a cigarette since the diagnosis. She wants to live. We will wait for tests to be done to determine the appropriate procedure. I see the colossal swell of depression cresting over my day, and instead of holding my breath, I wave to an old friend. On video call, I apologize for my splotchy skin, and my best friend tells me that I am beautiful, says that is the best thing about my face. July 2nd. Tomorrow comes anyway. My skin hurts and I don't like my hair. Tomorrow comes anyway. The sun is not inspirational, it is on fire. I have become the queen of the uninspired. I was once queen of the fire belly.